that way. Live. May 27th, year 2007. And I just finished a, because of time constraints, Mr. Nader Al-Ghundi had to leave us. But his as I said at the end of the show, I believe of the last hour, I believe that he has that stuff that we have to get into our gut to be able to get a caring point of view. And that caring point of view I'm going to bring out in this next hour that has to do with the subject of how we have to look at what we do, drink, and think. And this puts me into the finishing off a concept of on kidney dialysis. The whole process here of hospitals that want to have kidney dialysis units are dealing with patients that have to be dialyzed, and most of them for the rest of their life. Many of them have portable dialysis units, and they have to be careful of what they drink and how they work out the process of dialysis itself, which is really a removal of in dialysis of all of the elements and minerals that are necessary for life, and then it's reprocessed and jump and go back in to the body. I'm quite interested in the fact that if the unions in this country want to criticize the fact of my 20 million people that need kidneys, they should come on my show, and that includes from the Senate hallways. And the whole process here, that there are some hospitals that will prefer, you know, they're paying for kidney transplant programs and people to donate their kidneys, and they have ads on television, radio, from each region of the United States of America. And Health and Human Services changed that. They went to that if you lived in a certain region, you had a better chance of getting a kidney. But the old system was that if anyone was able to donate their kidney anywhere in the United States, that you could get it if you lived in another part of the United States. And Health and Human Services buckled under the minorities, quote, that's a long story in itself, how they went to court to decide that only certain regions could be, and thing they were being taken out of the loop because they weren't getting their kidneys. The whole process of this, however, is that the technology in the state of the art for kidney dialysis has radically changed, and the whole idea that you now have to deal with 10 trihalomethanes, 2 bromides, 6 idoacetic acids, 4 nitrogen and amines from chloramine, 5 carcinogenic agents that are from NDMA, which I exposed in the year 2004, right smack in the middle of Washington, D.C., and placed it in the record. Chloramine causes collateral health damage was published on April 2004, translated in foreign languages, went around the world, and the Congress has been forced in to doing a lot of other aspects of, well, let's appropriate $14 billion to improve our infrastructure and give it to the cities. If you give it to the cities, you're into the privatization issue. And the privatization of water districts by foreign governments is exactly what's happening right in front of our eyes, connected to the SPP agreement to the, quote, Texas Highway. So state-of-the-art kidney dialysis is based on the idea of reverse membrane technology. That is one of the better ways to handle it. We'll come back on the other end of the break and have another surprise.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're live. Memorial Day, May 27, 2007. And to bring forth into the area of chronic diseases, which include kidney dialysis, where the state-of-the-art of the chemistry and the engineering of kidney dialysis cannot be solved, and I repeat this, cannot be solved by adding carbon filters. We have to have another aspect of how we develop the concept of the dialysing of the body in certain ways that include the what's called the reverse osmosis process, with the concept of developing another chemical barrier within a system that does not include the complete carbon complex of the filters. A lot of these kidney dialysis units, they add five filters. Now they've added seven. They're up to eight. Some are up to nine. But it still comes down to the fact that the blood has to be replenished with the proper minerals and content, which have to be added to measure out with the electrolyte process before the blood can go back into the body. It's at that stage of the state of the art that needs to be developed. And I am working on some of the innovation capacities for being able to develop a system that will be better than the present kidney dialysis system, state-of-the-art engineering that we have. Now we come into the arena of what I consider an incredible scandal that has to do with geriatric assessments and chronic care coordination concepts that are under Medicare and under other kinds of insurance systems that prevent people from having the proper care of the genetic and the geriatric assessments that are necessary to lower the cost in the long run of the economy of scale. When I first came across this, it's called the Geriatric Assessment and Chronic Care Coordination Act of the year 2007. It was submitted by Senator Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas. And I was absolutely appalled that this brave senator put in this Senate Bill 1340 because we don't have an adequate geriatric assessment of people that are in a hospital or in other kinds of long-term care, nor do we have an adequate long-term care system. This is absolutely a scandal upon scandal. You know that in history, you can judge a country by the way it treats its elderly. You can take a lot of systems which have gone awry in terms of that. They've gone too far into socialized medicine or in conceptual ideas which the socialized medicine that Hillary Clinton has proposed in her book, It Takes a Village. But the facts that came to my attention on this bill, Senate 1340, I felt should be supported on the spot. But the backstory on this is that Senator Lincoln has presented this bill to the Senate floor since the year 2001. And the Senate refuses to pass it and sent it on to be signed. The facts that came from this with the Congressional Budget Office gave me the figure that approximately 43% of Medicare costs can be attributed to 5% of the Medicare's costly beneficiaries. Okay, I can understand that. Currently, the 78% of the Medicare population has at least one chronic condition. Two-thirds have more than one chronic condition, and 20% of the beneficiaries with five or more chronic conditions account for two-thirds of all Medicare spending. And in addition, the complete baby boomer generation is moving into retirement, so the chronic conditions are increased at 74%. And these folks have at least one chronic condition, and 85% of the 85 years or older group have at least one chronic condition with the diagnosis of dementia. Now, I did not realize that the utilization concepts in terms of being able to code for dementia, in other words, you have to, in order to have a financial incentive, in order to be able to pay for this, in terms of this, that the geriatric assessment means, and this is the way this complexity of this bill is set up, it means an assessment of the clinical status, of functional status, of social environmental functioning. And there is nothing on the law books that cover the concept of dementia. And this bill does. And this, of course, would be diagnosed by the most recent Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, which give the codes for this to place on the insurance form. So this would be a geriatric assessment, would be a comprehensive review of the medications, the individual's adherence to the medication regimen, the measurement of effect, cognition, meaning the ability to be able to function in terms of a thinking capacity, some of the mobility, determining balance, gait, risk of falling, and sensory function. And, of course, the social functioning and environmental needs. And, of course, the disclaimer paragraph, which is any other domain determined by the secretary. Now, the individual must have at least, to be eligible, at least one multiple chronic condition. Must have dementia and any other factors that the secretary will work with to say that they need other care. So it's based on the medical condition of the individual. This bill is outstanding. I cannot believe that a chronic condition such as dementia, as word for word from the bill, that lasts or is expected to last 1 year or longer, that limits what an individual can do and requires ongoing care, that has not had any legal backup to be passed in the United States. I am shocked. I am shocked. And the thing is that this bill should be passed on the spot. I'm going to give you Senator Blanche Lincoln's phone number, you can mention that you heard it on Parker Pathways if you like. It's area code 202-224-4843, and the website is www.senate.gov/Lincoln. And we'll see how this particular situation goes. It's a very involved bill. Senate Bill 1340 should be passed. Now, not only has this come into the position of saying, well, this has been on the Senate for since the year 2001. What kind of country are we running here in terms of being able to really solve some of the problems for the folks that really need help? You realize the baby boomers and the rest of it, there's a high percentage of those folks that are taking care of their parents, are trying to help them out, and there's no backup. I kept wondering why there wasn't any coding on dementia to come in on the other side. And I was just shocked to find this out. But the people that co-authored the bill is even more surprising. It's Mrs. Lincoln herself, of course, Senator Cole, Senator Kerry, and Hillary Clinton, and Barbara Boxer, and Senator Casey, and Senator Mikulski. And the Hillary Clinton has always been on the concept of the socialized medicine concept right from Europe. It's in her book. It's in two of her books in terms of the social health care system that she wanted to promulgate years ago when she was the wife of President Clinton. And independently, without physicians being in the room, wrote socialized medicine concepts and talked about how she's visited families and how to work the thing out to be able to help families. But here, she's on a committee on the outside to be able to help in another way, and that in itself has got a backstory, which I'm going to get more information on. And so I wanted to present that to you, Senate Bill 1340, and call Senator Lincoln from Arkansas and give your view and indicate that you'd like to have more information and you want this passed to help people with dementia. And that's going to affect a lot of people and how they affect people that are not able to think for themselves. We need to change the thinking in America about, quote, what people throw at us all the time as old age. And this problem, I think, is that we've got too many people in convalescent homes under the wrong theories. And we'll come back at the other end of the break, and it's call in 800-313-9443, and we'll do a little more mentioning about quote, old age.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, we're live May 27th and year 2007. And I wanted to mention about the term that we use in society about old age. I think that thinking has to be changed, because if you look at some of the studies that come out of the National Institute of Health about people that are in nursing homes and are in a hospital-like room, who, you know, and they reveal really chronic boredom, loneliness, and lack of meaning, and it's really very close to our guest that we had in the first hour on the Will to Live book that he's written. It's like being a prisoner in a nursing home, and that's what a lot of these folks that have indicated in their interviews with social workers. One of the alternatives to trying to change the concept of geriatric assessment are projects like the Greenhouse Project, the Pioneer Network, Eden Alternative, and what they're trying to do is to develop genuine homes, and try to get a genuine home atmosphere to even Alzheimer's patients improve in getting people out of the nursing homes. The nursing homes are fine. Some of them actually have become quite technologically advanced. But the whole problem comes in to a statement that was made by an 89-year-old with a congestive heart failure, disabling arthritis, and she had little chance of leaving her condominium. And so they put her in a facility. And she felt for a moment that she'd built a real decision for safety. But the whole problem is she was ignored. Her statement is, "This is my last hurrah. This room is where I'll die. But it won't be any time soon. Physically, I'm doing well. All I need now is a life worth living for." And I think that sentence says it all. The concept of the will to live, to come forth, and to try to look at the inner worth of a person who has knowledge of life after all those years that could be shared and put into the knowledge pool of our great country. And I'll make a quick comment about the movie Sicko by Michael Moore, which is attacks the U.S. healthcare industry. There's a lot of documentation there about people that suffered from the insurance companies in one way or another, or drug firms, or HMOs. Those kind of interviews have been around for a long time. I'm sure that Michael Moore tried to make an attempt to try to indirectly criticize the healthcare industry, and that can be done pretty easily from one standpoint, but we still have one of the greatest healthcare systems in the world. We have to implement it differently by looking at the patients differently. And that's the way I see it. You can make that decision. You can call in and express yourself on this issue at 800-313-9443 or support RBN in other ways to promote this concept that really what happens here is that Michael Moore is really, in my opinion, overdoing it on the socialized medicine in the other countries. The whole process is saying, well, if we lived in Canada or Britain or France, the patients that he had depicted in his film, they would have been better off. I think he went to Cuba to tape one of the segments of his film. As an American citizen, I don't know how he was able to do that, but someone had to agree to it. And we're going to try to figure out something about that as we go down the road. But this is very, very strange. The Cuban research system has always been on the idea of Fidel Castro's idea of Lincoln in his own life at the price of many others. But I don't think that the movie Sicko is further attached, further in depicting the rosy depictions in these other countries of socialized medicine. I don't think that that is a good way to look at things. It's a good idea to put it in front of the public that there is a problem with the insurance companies, and there are problems with the healthcare system. But the whole aspect of this, if you take the immigration bill and put forth, you've got 12 million immigrants here, and we may open the door for up to 30 more immigrants in the United States of America. The health system can't carry that load now, and that's a separate show. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that we have to rethink the whole process of how we pay for the health care and how the care itself is being paid for. You take the health care from the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, the whole cost of that is close to $1.5 trillion by the time all the intermediary and indirect costs are added to the health care system that's being applied in the United States. I remember when I went out the door on repairing the infrastructure of the United States, my estimate at that time, and I had help from the General Accounting Office, that was going to be $1.2 trillion. And the story then was, well, we're selling off America, so we're going to have Americans pay for this in privatization. And I was totally shocked that was really the social plan. But meanwhile, the healthcare system cost, which is very much part of the war itself that we're raging in the Mideast there, is a system whereby if you had socialized medicine, you would not be able to have health care because you cannot support a system of basically trying to support an indirect cost of what it takes to keep people in rehabilitation. And a lot of these soldiers have to be in rehabilitation for many years. And also the effect on their family, which is where the Yellow Ribbon Fund comes in. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we will pursue the real-world system of the insurance for the troops and water.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, on May 27th, year 2007. And as I said earlier in the show, this show is dedicated to the veterans past, present, and future. And the whole process of being able to look at the cost of health care is integrated with the infrastructure of how we have our food and water delivered to us in the infrastructure of the United States. And on March 9th, the House of Representatives passed what was called the Water Quality Financing Act of 2007. This was H.R. 720. And it authorizes, it doesn't place in, but it authorizes $14 billion for the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Water State Revolving Fund. And this money goes to the states. Of course, if you have money that goes to the states, you're also being involved in the idea that the water districts are privatized by foreign governments. You also are dealing with the fact of the multinationals being involved in the Texas Highway concept and the addition of SPP. you are also being involved on the amendment to these bills, of which are called the SRB bills, which are the state, which is what it's called, and the state revolving funds that go into the cities. And of course, the municipal bonds that are used by the cities for infrastructure and water disposal plants are tax-free. So you have a slush fund that's moving through these towns in America, and it's good to have $14 billion to work it out, to have money to be able to start the idea of building an infrastructure, repair of our water pipes, which are contaminated. And but I'm always surprised as to who is involved in a lot of these interests. And I was really quite surprised that Mr. Giuliani, who is running for president, I'm not saying one way or another, not being political about it, I'm just saying that Mr. Giuliani being involved with the multinationals in the Texas Highway. Now, I don't know what you think of that, but the whole process of this, you take powerful people like that, that are involved with these multinationals on the concept of the amendment of these bills for the infrastructure. I've told you before, I said it months ago on one of my Parker Pathway shows, of the Quinala Water Aquifer, one of the largest in the world, is where that spot's going to be, where that Texas highway is going to overflow. And that water rights go with that highway, and it goes with the UN receiving, they call it ownership, but they say, well, we don't own the water, but they do indirectly. And they say, well, water's a right. Well, then why is that? And why don't we have a right to vote on it? Why don't we have a right to vote on the concept of being able to determine what chemicals, what processes that we have in our water, which we can't live without. 60% of our bodies and 70% of our brains are made up of water. And in order for you to even begin to survive, you're going to have at least 2 quarts of water a day, either through the foods or what you drink. So there isn't any pure water based upon this, because what's happening is that if you're voting for the infrastructure for the repair of the pipe, as I have been proposing, and I'm the one who started the whole concept, if you want to be able to develop the idea of water change in this country, to have a constitutional amendment to be able to vote while it goes in the water, why, I have an email. It's kwati@sbcglobal.net, and I have hard copy, which is at Wynn Research Center at P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, California. And this has a lot to do with how we came with the idea with Mr. Nader, the Pearl Harbor survivor, and his book and his desire to live. You take people are paying about $2 for a bottle of water, but these same people are going to complain if their water bill goes up at least $2 a month. Just think about that. And up in many parts of the world, up to 60% of all drinking water, as based upon any kind of measurement by the new metric system, that 60% leaks from the pipes before it even reaches the pipe in the house. So the whole process of it's very difficult for many communities actually to justify the expense of repairing the pipe, which presents a problem. So the United Nations position is that the figure they're giving me is 1.8 million children are dying as a result of diarrhea and diseases, caused from the water being contaminated and poor sanitation. But at the same time, we have nearly 3.5 million people getting sick from sewer overflows in this country. If you want to make a comparison, that's equivalent to about 10 spinach E. coli outbreaks a day, if you want to get a perspective on that. That's the reality. So in other words, we're already into a third world position. The sewer overflows, which I've been talking about, the concept of the what they call the mysterious flu, that no one can put a finger on. Of course, I've been talking about those flus and the special viruses in the water for months and went to the national arena with this information in the year 2003 and had every union in this country indirectly and directly, one way or another, going against the position that I shouldn't talk about it. The estimate by the General Accounting Office in the year 2020 that 45% of the sewer pipes in the United States will be categorized in a poor or worse condition. And most of these sewer pipes were put in there and they, you know, there's a form of the 1800s, some are made of wood. And the estimate is that there are approximately 40,000 sewer overflows a year in North America. That's just a rough guess. That happens in the neighborhoods, on the sewer overflow, and the contaminations that occur, which is why you need ways to disinfect the water, but at the same time, I get back to chloramine-caused clinical health hazards. We drink the water. We are the ones that are being asked to process these toxins. They're not taking anything out. An AIDS patient, for instance, most AIDS patients, as an example, have cryptosporidium as part of their immune system depreciation. Animals have cryptosporidium. Other humans have cryptosporidium. But no one has the guts to come up and say, which one of these populations are involved in being able to be treated properly because they're not being tested properly because there aren't any medical protocols for bioaccumulation of toxins in the body? So you take one figure that people are actually drinking or swimming in these sewage overflows, and the estimate by General Accounting Office that bacterial contamination is over 40% in America, in North America, lakes and ponds and reservoirs, and there are more beaches closed from water pollution than any other world, what is called the world social social concept of the being able to develop beyond the social planning for water is more serious in America than it is in any other country, and that includes India. And so that's why I've embarked on being able to clean the water in a way that revolves around law, constitutional amendment, technology engineering concepts, and being able to develop this in such a way where we can do something about it through these mechanisms. And it's possible to do something about it and change it if we put and have the will to do it, because this is really our own life. This is our own life. The idea is you have to have the will to do something about it. And this is why I'm giving you the email and the website and the whole concept of doing this in terms of there are a lot of bogus groups out here that have their own political agendas. They call themselves concerned somebody. and concerned somebody to say that they're for the water or they're for the rest of it. But the whole thing is you can write the congressman, go in front of the city councils, mention what you've heard on the show. You can confront local EPA officials. You can present yourself on what you think to the CDC. Of course, they'll tell you everything is okay, but it still it puts down the check on the box that you've made that point, and the more points that are made, the more it's going to influence the way decisions are made. And involve your children. Whatever you do, make a lot of noise about it. You have to be angry enough. You have to have the will to want to go beyond the concept of bottled water as your solution. And the most endangered rivers in America are also contributing to the decisions about the immigration bill, the concept of how we govern our crop system for the new changes that are occurring in our climate. And the five of the 10 rivers that are the most contaminated are the Rio Grande, Rio Bravo in Mexico, along the U.S.-Mexican border. And this has been contaminated for a long time. In fact, that water goes against, it doesn't go downhill, it goes uphill when it goes into San Diego. That's the way it flows. You got the Yenisei River, the Mekong, the Salween, and the Ganges, and Indus River. In Europe, it's a Danube. The La Plata in South America, that is contaminated also with radioactivity. And then Africa's Nile Lake Victoria. And then, of course, the Australian Murray-Darling Lake Combination River has been contaminated for a long, long time. And so the Rio Grande and its tributaries are going to go through the Chihuahuan Desert, and this is this particular combination aquifer system has freshwater species in it. So this is one of the fastest growing areas in the country, and thousands of farms are there, and irrigation accounts for more than 80% of all water diverted from the river. And I've been on this on these write-ups that I've been making, the use of recycled water and the concept of being able, where people are now adding chloramine to the recycled water, is a threat to our very life in terms of chemistry of what is happening with chlorination and cancer. And there's a study that was done in 1978, that's never been disputed since, stands for All Studied Systems of Bladder Cancer in Females. It was done by Cantor in 1978. It's an age-adjusted cancer mortality rate that was done with trihalomethanes and the chloroform concentrations. And the trihalomethanes can range from 0.005 to 1 micromole per liter. That's equivalent out where you put the chloramine in the water for the kidney dialysis folks, and you add the ammonia. You're now increasing the bladder cancer rate by 5%. And there's a trihalomethane concentration associated with pancreatic cancer. This is among white males, not with females. And surface water sources are going to be involved in this study associated with esophageal and pancreatic cancers in the total population, and that'll be for males and females. And that study was done by Carlo and Medlin. And this was an age-related cancer incidence, And this occurred in Erie County in New York. And this is where the chlorine levels and the surface water were from the groundwater. And this study has not been changed after all these years. There's a study by Burstford in 1983 that has not been changed over the years. This is the reuse of water that, that causes stomach cancer. And this is a cancer incidence that occurred in London, England, and the same proportion of river water that was a reused water mixed with well water before the distribution is the same principle that's being used now in the Midwest. And, of course, we have a study by Isaacson, I-S-A-A-C-S-O-N, in 1985, that caused female rectal cancer. Has organic compounds, a trial of methanes, and these rates are in the municipality figures to this day from 1985, and it hasn't changed. So we'll come back at the end of our second hour, and these studies are very profound and very shocking in terms of this, connecting the dots.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and We're at May 27th, Memorial Day, and the basic understanding of the fact that we are involved in a biological war on our home front in terms of trying to make a better way to assimilate, change what we eat, drink, which affects our thinking and affects our chemistry of our brain, which I've gone into before in terms of how the brain is affected in such a way to make a concept of action in the brain that makes you think that you've got an off day, but actually you've got a change in your chemistry. And these are all organ systems, and each organ has a potential to play a different role in the metabolism. And this affects our ability to not only survive, but to change the coding which is inside of us genetically to be able to trigger other amino acid sequences that have been well documented, not the complete pathways, but the fact that they're being determined to affect chronic disease processes. And this occurs for such things like fibrosis, which is changing the fiber of the outside of the cell of your body. And these organ changes can occur in the liver, and they can occur in the pancreas, and they occur in other parts of the body, which puts us into a susceptibility ratio of environmentally caused diseases. And this is going to spill over into our population from all of the types of exposures that our soldiers are involved in. I have always said from the very beginning that the weapons of mass destruction were really us in terms of what we process, what happens in our body, and how we affect the semen of the soldiers that come back that transmit and transport essentially into the eggs of their future progeny and the changes that occur from there that people don't want to discuss. There's a Critical Infrastructure Protection Act of the year 2001, and what it defines under the Homeland Security is that systems and assets, whether physical or virtual, so virtual to the United States that their incapacity or destruction would have a debilitating impact on security, national economy, national public health, or safety, or any combination of these matters. And it declares under the Critical Infrastructure Act that any rare, brief, or geographical limited in effect, or just manageable, needs to be looked at. And that's what I'm talking about, is defending our country. This is a national security issue for ourselves and for America. I dedicate this show, as I said, to the veterans of past, present, and future, and all the people that are realizing the benefits of the sacrifices of our veterans. God bless them. God bless our country. And thank you, RBN, and the producer, for putting us through on this wonderful show. And I hope to see you next week for a continuation of all of the awarenesses to get your will to live on a higher level. See you next week.